And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did. And who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you. Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Coming in the name of...
All right, finally. I don't know.
It's your computer machine is obviously not working right. Hey man, we're back though. Good. Thanks for being back. You ready to do some prank calls, man?
Yeah, hang on. I'm in a fucking mood over Vista. Yeah.
Oh, you gotta hate Vista, man.
Tough. I'll be right back with hopefully somebody on the phone with us.
All right. This is great, Ted. You know, we can sit here, we can comment on stuff, man. And we'll have him do the dialing for us. This is interesting. Might be nice to know who he's calling, but.
Yeah. You said someone. Very descriptive.
That's right. Anyway, everybody, if you want to get a hold of me, you can on Madhouse Radio, on AOL and Yahoo. Who cares? Who cares? Let me just turn that off. That segment of doing a show. Who cares? If they're listening, they're listening. If they're not, eh.
I was reading an article the other day where they're talking about how bad Vista is, like how much of a flop it is with businesses. Basically suggesting that people just dump Windows and get over it and go try something else.
But what? A Linux distro? I mean.
Yeah, it's like you can't run any fucking programs on it.
I know. I tried. I have Ubuntu on my laptop. It does stuff. I can browse, and I can't figure out how to use that whole, you know, the Wine emulator stuff, you know, emulator so you can run Windows applications in Linux. I can't figure out how to do it.
Yeah, you have to, like, copy all the DLLs and all this other bullshit. It just makes it too hard.
Yeah, too much work. They gotta streamline that. That's what they gotta do.
Yeah, it's much less work to reboot your machine 6 times a day.
All right, let's do a prank call where we're waiting for him to come back or something, all right?
Okay. Got an answering machine on that one.
Jeez, okay, we're about to go on.
They're sending me some crazy out-of-America phone numbers.
Well, let me call them, because I had the ability to call them immediately, all right?
They're sending the numbers to Carlito.
Yeah, I got them. I got Tom Ugly's Fresh Seafood. That's in New South Wales, which is Australia.
Good afternoon, Smith.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is Jack.
Who?
Jack.
Jan?
No, Jack, I'm calling about some fish.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, the fish that I bought there...
Yeah.
It smells really, really bad.
Which side did you go to, mate?
The back side.
The one with the bait shop side? The one going towards the veranda? Pardon?
Yeah, that one. The fish smells awful. It smells like an old lady's boot.
Oh, great. What kind of fish did you get, mate?
I think it's catfish.
Catfish? I went and saw catfish here, mate.
Well, somebody sold me catfish.
What's about catfish? You can come in and have a look, mate. We went and saw catfish here.
You don't smell catfish there?
Well, where are you, mate? Come back and show us to us. And we'll have a smell of it, too.
Oh, you want to smell the stinky fish? I don't think you want to. Maybe I think I remember
your voice, but if you can bring it back, mate, just bring it back and we'll refund your money if you want.
Okay. Otherwise, I was going to slap you around with this fish.
I don't think that's very nice, mate.
Not very nice at all.
I recognize your voice.
Dude, have you called that guy before?
No.
Holy shit, he's all convinced that he recognizes your voice, man. Some serious accusations.
Where did we call you, Sin? What continent was that?
That was Australia.
We refund your money, Mike. You bring a fish back in, I have the smell of it.
Oh, I have a smell of it. That's nasty. What a nasty guy, that man. That's funny.
That might be like a big put down in Australia.
You think so?
Smell my fish.
Smell my fish.
Maybe she's wrong.
All right, you guys hang on. I gotta change the cable here real quick. Stand by, all right?
Thanks. Change the cable?
Stand by. Don't worry about it.
What is this, like? 1920s phones.
I gotta.
Turdler.
Did we lose him?
Wow. No,
there
I'm
is.
Here.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
I tried to be slick and make a call, but I didn't fucking answer.
That's cool. You can keep trying to make them. Maybe we'll end up with, like, two different calls on at the same time. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would, actually.
Yeah, that might actually be kind of interesting. Who cares? Just, I'll just prank away here. Just don't be afraid to let it out. We get the Chicken Cave in Australia. This is South Australia. I don't know there was... I didn't think there was much in South Australia.
Chicken Cave.
The Chicken Cave. Yeah, do you want to take that one? Who
I've got to see into somebody's restroom. Let me see into their restroom.
Yeah, feel free.
I can see into the female's restroom.
Feel free to complain about the glory hole.
The glory hole and the Chicken Cave.
I'm sorry. My good friend, let me learn it properly from my guru, then I will teach you.
Sounds like a Pink Floyd album.
Hello?
Yes, I just called there a few minutes ago. I'm back in the back right now. Hello?
Sorry?
Hello? Yes, I'm in the back right now.
Yeah?
The glory hole's broken in the restroom.
This is the Chicken Cave, love.
Yes, ma'am. The glory hole's broken in the restroom.
Who?
The glory hole.
Yeah?
Yes, it's broken in the restroom. I'm in here right now.
Sorry, you have the wrong number.
Oh, no, ma'am, I'm there right now. I'm in the back. The glory hole is broken in the restroom. I know where you are. I'm there right now at the chicken shack. The glory hole is broken in the restroom.
We lost the patient. That's my life.
We're getting hacked by DTT.
DTT's hacking us down. I think that's what it was. We had a DTT attack tonight. Threat level orange, yeah. And sure enough, attack was imminent. It became red. Wouldn't that be freaky if ever that level was ever at red? Do you think they'll ever get to that point again? That'd be something.
Yeah, then it'd be anal cavity searches.
Yeah, that'd be great. I can't wait for that to happen in America. Tell you what. Okay, we've got a Brian Cox here. We also have Sexy Babes in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we have the Weed Nerds in Victoria, Australia here, still on deck. Any requests?
The Weed Nerds?
I'm going to do the Weed Nerds. We can try the Weed Nerds here. I can do a stab here at one. In my turn, we'll go in turns, if necessary.
Does it say who answered? Was it a guy or?
A guy.
Let's see if I can find him online.
A guy at 12:57 a.m.
Okay.
You hear that? You hear that bacon? There's some frying bacon over here. I don't think these nerds are going to answer. All right, we'll have to clear the line again. We've got Sexy Babes here in the States, in Vegas. We also have the Red Beard Tattoo Parlor open 24 hours in Pennsylvania.
Sounds fun.
I want to call Frank Master.
I have his number if you want to try calling him.
Yes, I do. He told me he wants me to rape him.
The Lovecraft.
I got his new number right here. I could try, if you want to talk to him. Maybe later, man. I got to hear, though.
Exciting and new.
Does the doggy do ranch? I'm a fucking pedophile.
They'll be expecting you.
It's the love rest.
Oh, man. All right, so keep in mind.
There's only room for two.
We said the Redbeard Tattoo Parlor, correct?
Aye.
All right, the Redbeard Tattoo Parlor. Hang on, everybody. Don't get me started on my anger right now. This is the tattoo parlor.
Redbeard.
I just be Redbeard the pirate. I would like 2 pints of ye finest ale and 2 wenches in me quarters.
Aye. Do the curtains match the drapes?
Go fuck your mom.
Sir.
I'm just going to try calling him back. Hang on. That was funny. He was still there.
I bet that wasn't the first time he's been asked.
Yeah.
I bet he has red hair.
That's the trick. Most ignorant possible thing to say. Congratulations.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna get Taco El Cilinose
Sinalonese
in Compton, California.
Alright, that's from my
hopefully it'll just be somebody who will listen and maybe say gay.
Okay.
Every once in a while.
I guess I'm in the mood for food, Ted, man. Yeah, hurry up. I might go to that 24-hour taco place up the road. You guys are invited.
And I'm making real chocolate milk.
You melting the chocolate?
Well, I've got some sweet ground chocolate.
Nice. It's almost that time of year to be drinking stuff like that. Hot chocolate. We're getting there soon.
Yeah, it's a little... Yeah. Halloween stuff is starting to hit the stores.
Yeah.
Making the chocolate.
Hello.
Hello. Are you there?
Yes.
Wondering.
Hello.
What the fuck was that?
I couldn't hear shit because I can't hear shit.
It sounded like Turbergler was like in a car going like 80 miles an hour. Like all of a sudden, like that's just
when there's a lot of background noise. It just fucking distorts and you can't hear anything.
I guess
I made the mistake of putting you on speakerphone because I'm taking shit right now.
Oh,
can you call that place back?
Have you ever called them back on weed, man?
Yeah, just call them back.
Call them back on weed, again. Yeah.
Hey, you don't own me.
Make it, hurry up.
Yes, I do, bitch.
Motherfucker.
Plantation.
You motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Motherfucker. You don't you never talk to me that way.
That was pretty good, Ted. You motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
That's a good...
that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good...
You never talk to me that way. You motherfucker.
You son of a bitch. They changed my pen. No wonder. They changed my
hello?
Freaking pen. Hey, what's up? No.
Yeah,
hello? I need to speak Captain Redbeard. Do you have any Redbeard ale there, miss? Do you have...
Come on, man. Get off.
You get... That was good. That was good. Yeah. Hang on.
I'll be right back.
Hang on. Let me try to call him back myself. Hang on. All right.
Uh oh. Somebody hung up on me.
Someone had a boo boo. Someone went duh. Have you seen this cartoon Little Bush where they make fun of George W. Bush as if he were a little
kid? I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
Jeb is like a Down syndrome baby. Jeb Bush. It is hilarious. Oh my God, and they got little Cheney and all he says is rah 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 like that. That's all he says the whole time, little Cheney.
What are you saying, honey?
I'm wondering if you do like a glory hole service.
A what?
A glory hole.
Which is
an anonymous hole that your penis is sucked through.
Prostitution is illegal in Clark County, Las Vegas, and in Clark County. Stop calling.
Hello?
This is a red state, woman. Call her back. I want to tell her this is a red state. Call her back.
She's probably not going to answer, but all right, I'll try.
All right.
Ask her, would you like my peanuts?
Would you like my peanuts?
Would you like my peanuts?
Please ask her that. That was going to be funny. You motherfucker.
Don't you never take my peanuts.
Hello?
Damn it,
man. I need to call Richard and Tammy Fudge. I'll be right back.
God.
Let's just call a place and ask if they sell peanuts.
Peanuts. You got peanuts.
You sell peanuts?
I like that. That's funny. Hang on. I want to call Golden Donuts here, but Turberg was already working. Call again. What?
Golden Donuts.
I hung up on both. You tell Ted call Turdburglar back while I call Golden Donuts, okay?
He's on. I didn't hang up on him.
No, he hung up on accident, he said. He needs you to call him back.
Hello, is this Richard?
Yes.
Never mind.
Richard Fudge?
Yes.
Hey, I've got a question.
Okay. You packed.
I got Gary, and I called him about a glory hole, and he said you were the man to contact. I didn't know if it was too late to call you, or...
Who is this?
Oh, this is Jeffrey.
Jeff who?
I've never met you, Jeff Smith, but I'm a friend of his, and I called about the glory hole.
Who is this?
This is Richard Fudge, is it not?
Yeah, how you fit it?
Okay, Dick Fudge, listen up. This glory hole thing is going to go down in the morning, if that's all right with you.
What?
Your name is Dick Fudge, right?
No.
Richard Fudge?
Golden.
Hey, what's going on, hon? How you doing there, old chap, old girl? Hello, ma'am.
Sorry, what?
I was just wondering, do you guys throw out any of the products after night, like perhaps your bagels? Everyone throws out bagels.
We don't sell bagels.
What, do you have just donuts?
Just donuts.
Oh, do you guys throw any of them out? Do you have anything spare you could throw out? Maybe I could come pick them up.
Not really. We used to give them to my dad's friend, the bear hunter, but
he's a bear hunter.
Every day we've been selling out.
You're gonna feed bears instead of feeding me? I'm hungry, lady. Come on, I got babies to feed here.
Baby bears.
And we have. We like donuts. We seriously do.
Donuts only eat bamboo. Don't you know that?
Thanks for calling Walmart. How am I helping you?
Hey, we need we have golden donuts on the line.
Place a call. Press 1.
Damn it.
Listen to your recorded
Walmart,
call. Press 2. Please enter
Hello?
The name
of your
call.
Walmart, I was wondering if you had a glory hole.
Apparently
the phone number entered
is
invalid.
Hang on, folks. Okay.
Can we do one call at a time?
Then we had two people.
Why? We're running the whole fun.
You know what I'm trying to say?
He hung up on me.
Oh, God damn it, Turbo. He's so drunk. Golden donuts.
Well, you could... I don't know. I guess you could call me on Skype or something.
Well, no. All I need is one of you guys to tell one person, hey, hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. And then I come back and do my thing, and we could connect two different businesses to each other. I don't know what we could do.
No, I'm wondering how we could hear the spoof to Alcha.
Oh, God damn it.
You would like my penis.
This be right there.
My penis.
I would like the finest wench. So what are we gonna do? Call Walmart.
Okay.
Let me call Bronco Billy's Pizza Palace.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead,
because
I gotta take a test.
Okay,
Rocco
good.
Billy's
Pizza.
Rocco Billy's.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Jack. I want a pizza.
I'm sorry, but we're closed.
Oh, could you just make one more, please?
I'm sorry, but we turned off the ovens already.
Oh, they're not that hard to turn back on.
Yeah, but it takes some time to heat up again.
Okay, do you sell other foods?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Ask about the microwave.
That's right.
Glory hole.
Ask about the glory hole. Put a glory hole on my pizza. Someone put one in my pizza, I know it.
Hello, what are they doing?
It looks like they...
Oh, sir?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we can't really make anything because we've already put all the stuff away and we're in the cleaning process.
Oh. Well, I wanted to talk to you about a different matter, if that's okay.
Is this like a business matter? Would you like to
be
the assistant manager?
Yeah, if I could, please.
One second.
Do the glory hole in the pizza.
Tell them your pizza came without the glory hole.
That looks like someone spun it around a thumb.
Rock Billy's Harvard, this is Daniel. How may I help you?
Hi, I wanted to talk to you about an incident that I had in the bathroom there.
Huh? What happened?
Okay, I was using the bathroom there.
Yeah.
earlier today when I came in with my family.
Okay.
I was in the stall, and there was as I was sitting on. I was sitting on the toilet, and to the left of me in the wall, there was a hole in the wall, and it had some like graphics drawn around it, and it said, God, this is horrible. It said, insert your manhood to achieve glory, and I just found that really offensive. So I went ahead and did it. And, it was an interesting experience.
I'm a builder for that.
I can do.
I know.
Great.
All right, can we call a Walmart? Can we call a Walmart, please? I have an idea for a Walmart for myself to prank, and you guys can do what? You do that. I'm going to call Walmart, Ted. Are you okay with that? Good.
Ask them if they sell elephant warrants.
Yes, hi. Can I have the garden department, please? Yeah, you know, the outdoor department.
Okay, hold on.
Cool. Dun, 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 dun. They're about to break it down, Ted. Vibrations. We missed it. Dun, 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 dun.
If I was a DJ, I'd be DJ Tanner.
Tanner.
Yeah, DJ Tanner.
Who's that? This damn Walmart.
Full House.
Oh my God, Full House. Oh, horrible.
Hey, Turberg, get this Walmart online on your end also. We're taking too long.
You want to call another Walmart?
No, patch in the same way. I'm going to complain to the lady that they haven't picked up yet. Do it. Hang on, I'm sending
it
to you. Who is this? Hello? Okay, just trying it again. You see that Walmart I sent you? Patch that in. ASAP.
Alright, hold on.
Alright. Turret's gonna call the same Walmart so I can complain.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Yes.
You're transferring me over to the garden department. I'm still on hold over there. Can you try to hurry it up, please?
Okay, well, sir, I've transferred you over there, but in...
Yeah, it's still ringing. I actually called you on three-way because it's taking too long. You think you can hurry it up on the other line?
Okay.
That's so funny. I want to do that again. We need another Walmart. We should do that all night.
Just go. Did they hang up both lines?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they did. They just hung up on
me.
We can call Aki Bamboo Jamaican Cuisine. They won't know what
the glory
hole is.
I'll call it. Let me call it
because
I can do this spoofing.
What are you talking about,
brother? Hey, I need a glory hole, man.
Well, come right down. There's a couple of them for.
Nice.
Black,
nice.
Glory hole.
Hello?
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 Yes, is this the Jamaican Cuisine?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to place an order, please. I'll come pick it up.
We're closed at 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have the glory hole?
Do we have what?
The glory hole.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for the glory hole.
You're looking for what?
The glory hole.
Well, yeah, I don't have any information on that. I don't even know where that is.
Okay, I have another question. I'm here. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I don't know. I heard dialing. Where's Big Ted?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, sir. Do you copy?
Yes. To place a call, press 1.
I am Mr. Negroponte.
Mr. Negroponte.
Hello?
Yes, I just called. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. This is the Jamaican TV.
Mm-hmm. I got you. That was pretty funny. Okay, so you want to call that place back? I was replaying the call. I was wondering if you guys had... What?
Let's call... You call somewhere, and I'll call somewhere, and we'll let them talk to each other.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you, you horse's asses, when you guys didn't listen to me. The Walmart was good because... I don't know what you guys were doing. We need another big place I can put you on hold for a long time. Another Walmart of sorts. Something like that.
Okay, you call one Walmart, and I'll call another Walmart.
And we'll tell them they're taking too long at this Walmart. We'll have them talk to each other.
No, we'll just... I'll, like, if one answers before the other, just say, hey, this is Jeff from store 263, hang on. And then whenever I come in, you see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I think I do. What is that noise? Ted, what are you doing? Oh, my God. Okay, you're saying, okay, so
he's stroking his red beard.
Okay, so I'm going to call the Walmart store, and you're going to call the other Walmart store, right?
Yeah, and whoever answers first should say, hey, this is Jeff from store 263, hang on, and then the other person will come in, see what I'm saying?
All right, do you have a Walmart there to call? Because I'll call back, I'll call one myself here. Let's just go to the walmart.com website.
Okay.
All right, yeah. And you get one really, like, somewhere, like, completely, like, well, let's do, like, one down the street, you know what I mean? Give me a city here, and we'll hit the two that are in the area, you know what I'm trying to say?
I've got one on Northwest Freeway in Houston.
Houston, Texas? What's the zip code there?
Yeah, it doesn't say, but if you just Google Walmart Houston, Texas.
Oh, man. Go
get the next one.
Go to walmart.com. You know what? I'll take care of it. I'll show you what I'm talking about here. I don't know.
How about I call Walmart?
You call Walmart, I'll get another Walmart here on the end then.
The beard is red. So you're trying to complicate things and mix in.
No. It's just, you know, we're trying to get this organized here, sir, and you're not being very organized.
But you can't go wrong with a number that ends in 0666, can you?
No, I guess not. Tell them that this is... Tell them we're going to connect... I'm connecting store 3310, all right?
Okay, and I'll connect whatever store, but I'll tell them I'm with...
Tell them you're going to connect 3310.
I'll be right back. Hello. Yes?
I want to buy something for your store.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a penis?
Yeah, we do have.
How big is the bag with penis?
Thanks for calling Walmart.
Hello?
Yeah?
What, I'm looking to buy a bag of, big bag with penis.
Big bag. Hello, I think it's connecting to some other phone.
I want to buy the penis.
Yeah, we do have, but we don't have that much big bag. What size of bag you are looking for?
Do you have a penis that's salty?
Yeah, we have. We do have penis.
Do you have a penis that is spicy?
Spicy? We have roasted peanuts. We have roasted peanuts. I don't know how.
How tastes the peanuts?
I have not tried it yet. It's roasted. Hello.
Yes,
Walmart. Hello, Walmart.
I am thinking. Hey. I would like to purchase a penis.
Yeah, you can come and get that.
May I open the penis before I buy?
Pardon?
May I try the penis before I buy it?
No, we can do that. Sir.
Is it okay for...
It's only the packed one. To try that, you have to open the pack and we can do that.
So I can't put the penis in my mouth?
You can't. You can do that, but, you know, you have to buy that before.
Okay, so you have a roasted penis, you have a spicy,
we have.
You have a roasted penis. You have a roasted and spicy peanuts.
I can't say it's spicy, but it's roasted peanuts that we have.
What your wife say, is it spicy or is it roasted?
It's roasted.
My phone is going off.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Same one. I laughed once. I thought I had the phone on me, and I didn't. But I was trying. I don't know if Terry Burglar caught that, but I was telling him to call another Walmart store and patch him in, and to tell them before he did that there was a situation in the grocery aisle, and disconnect them. And just hear like an argument about peanuts.
But, you know, if you give me two Walmart numbers, I could just add both numbers to the conference like really quick.
Yeah, I've got them here.
Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Steak Man.
Yeah?
Hey, I got a question for you.
What?
Okay, this is Jeff from 3263. Okay, well, you had a guy come in here about 15 minutes ago. He said he talked to you. You sent him over here? Mm-hmm. Okay. My question is, he was asking me about a glory hole. He said you had two of them there, but he needed three, so he sent him over here.
Just hold on just a sec, okay?
Yeah. I'm just calling like Miss Lane. Steaks are us.
Hello?
Hey, this is a store down in Mesa, right?
This what?
This is a store in Mesa, right?
This is our only location, yeah.
Okay, hang on just a second. I'm going to patch you through, okay?
Thank you for calling today. Well, Mom, may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, can I help you?
I don't know. You're calling me what?
This is Walmart.
What?
You're calling Walmart.
You're looking for Walmart?
You are calling Walmart.
We're calling a Walmart? Who's calling Walmart?
Hold on, man. Just one second.
All right. Hey, why you give me a phone?
Are you there, Walmart?
What's that?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is this Walmart?
No, this is not Walmart.
Where is this?
This is Steaks R Us.
Walmart 227, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Walmart, go ahead. Hello, this is the steak.
Steaks R Us.
Steaks R Us, this is Walmart.
Hey,
Steaks.
There you go.
This is Walmart 226. What's your status? Over. Go ahead.
Hang on. I'm patching it through. Steaks R Us?
Yes, this is Steaks.
Okay, I'm patching it through.
Thank you for calling your customer at Walmart. How can I help you?
From here.
I'm sorry, what?
Someone just called me from this number and, I don't know, just transferred me. I don't know what they wanted. This is a business, though.
Oh, you don't know anybody that works here, or?
What is? No, I'm sorry. It's got the wrong number, then.
All right.
Hello?
They both left.
Oh, that was fucking gold, right?
I was crying, man. I was crying here on mute. It was so funny.
Well, I noticed that Skype fixed the problem that when people hang up, it would hang up on everybody.
Okay, that's
so
good.
Yeah, so I was having the problem with this before, but they fixed it.
Well,
I'll be right back.
Okay. We should try that again. Lonesome Losers entered a bunch of numbers for Walmarts. That was really funny.
I wonder if I could, like, just, you know, if I grab two numbers. Yeah, I could queue up numbers, and then it just calls both, all of them at once.
Hey, if you open up your web browser, you go to walmart.com, and on the bottom left in the front page, you just put in a zip code, and it'll give you all a ton of Walmarts in that area. Just put in a random zip code.
Oh, shit, and the call failed. Why?
Hey, call Walmart. Hello, are you there?
Yes, come down.
Oh, call Walmart.
Yes.
Are you there, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Science Warehouse of Thai Food and Noodles.
That's my Walmart. How can I help you?
Hold on.
Yes,
hello.
Yes.
Hello, hi. Can you
miss? Yes, ma'am. How
yes,
are you doing?
Ma'am, I'm here. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. You have the noodle there?
We have, but actually we closed, sir.
Okay, well, I got a traveler noodle earlier from you today, and it's limp. Hold on, okay? I'm patching you through.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can I see you?
No, no, hold on. Hold on, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, hold on, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Glory Hall, hello? Yes? Are you there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here. The traveler noodle with lamb.
The noodle with lamb?
Yeah, trouser.
No, we don't do that one.
Are you sure?
Yes, we never have lamb.
I had the pocket linguine.
What about trouser snake?
No, we don't sell linguine too.
Yeah, the trouser.
No, it was like linguine, but it was like the penis pasta. But more like the trouser snake.
Man, they say mine is like a trouser snake, almost like a soda can.
Hello? Actually, we call, sir, so...
What about your soda can?
Tomorrow morning, I need a glory hole, okay?
We open at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
But the glory hole at 5:30, right?
God damn it.
Pardon me?
The glory hole at 5:30, okay? Hold on, okay? Are you holding? Hold on.
Thank you. Ma'am, what about your soda cans?
What about your soda cans?
Yes. Tell me about your soda cans.
I have to hang up right now.
No. You can't hang up.
What about why I can't hang up?
No. Hello?
You said at Walmart, hang this call.
Glory Hole, please.
Who?
Glory Hole.
What department?
Glory Hole, please.
What department?
Electronics.
Okay.
I got this one all set up.
We're connected to two Walmarts.
This is Sackles. Hey, by the way, we need to take a break so I can get a third line going here as well. Damn it.
Yeah. Electronic. Yes, ma'am. You have this on PSP there, right?
PSP?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll have to check.
No, ma'am. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking for a particular, it's an accessory
Daddy.
For the Sony PSP.
Daddy, I want a PSP!
Okay, ma'am?
Yeah?
There's an accessory for the PSP called the Glory Hole. Are you there?
I got a PSP and I didn't get one.
Okay, son, ma'am, it's made by Sony. It's called the Glory Hole. Can you check
PSP
price on that for me?
PSP is by Sony.
Yes, ma'am. It's an accessory. It's called the Glory Hole. Can you check for that for me?
I'll ask the salespeople to check for you, okay? Just a moment.
No, ma'am.
Hi, I need, hello?
Yes.
What do you... Do you have, sexual toys there?
Hello?
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, I kind of want to buy something, but it's a little personal.
Uh-huh. What do you want to buy?
It's called a vibrator.
Yeah.
Do you sell vibrators?
I don't know. Let me check. Let me announce if they have them in the back. Hold on, okay?
Yeah. Say it over the loudspeaker, too. What the hell is that noise in the background?
Just ignore that. Don't worry about it.
Well, Turd Burglar hung up on me.
He had like 5 rings going on at one time. I think it freaked everybody out.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Yes, no, we don't.
No vibrators?
No.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know it is, but no, we don't sell in here.
When will you start?
I'm sorry?
Will you have them tomorrow?
Possibly. You can come and check out tomorrow.
Okay. Do you have, like, long-lasting batteries?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to use it for sex. I was gonna use it to make drinks.
No, I mean, it's none of my, you know, business. But, I mean, like I said, we don't have them here, but, you know, you can always come and check tomorrow.
Well, do you want it to be your business, or?
No, it's just there.
There.
I mean, I'm sorry?
Are you there?
Yeah. Yes. So you can come and check tomorrow, okay, sir?
All right.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
That was weird.
Hey, sorry about that. This is Jeff over to store 233. Okay. Hey, Corbett just called me. I'm going to have to patch you through. Are you guys busy right now? Can you have a management? No. Are you an associate or? Yeah. Okay. What department are you in right now? Are y'all busy or? Not horribly. Alright, I'm gonna have to pass you through if you can hang on just a moment. What's your name? Brent. Brent?
Cameron David?
Oh, what's that terrible noise?
Hello?
Oh, God, what was that noise? Hello?
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 Hi, sexy.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello, ma'am?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Ma'am.
We lost all the patients. All
right, well, patch her through. I got Brent on the line. He's waiting. Oh, man, this is going to turn into a bigger deal than we expected. Brent, are you there? Yeah. Oh, man. Y'all aren't busy, are you? You said...
To place a call, press 0. Please enter the 10-digit phone
number. I'm sorry, Brent, are you there?
Call,
yeah, I'm here.
Followed by the pound sign.
What store is this, Brent? Greensburg. Okay, good. All right, I can get the right store. Oh, just bear with me.
Please enter the 10-digit...
You working till 8 or... Till 6:30. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably be here till at least 7. Whew. How you liking it over there? Good.
The person we're calling does not take them.
Oh, my God. Janine, get the store on the phone. We don't have time for this, okay?
Yes, sir. I'm working on it immediately.
Now, sometimes I wish I was back in your position. Out of electronics. Yeah, this is bullshit, man. Not worth it.
This is Burson Corporate. I'm connecting store 228 now.
Ah, it's about fucking time. You there, Brent? Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
Thank you all. The stores are online right now for the conference call. Please stand by. We'll conclude as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, sir.
Let me ask you. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, I got Brent on the line and patch him in. Go ahead, Brent. Hello, how can I help you here?
Habib?
This is Greensburg store 2059. What can I help you with?
I think we got a problem with the triangulation of the satellite. I think we might have lost the conference. Is anybody, any of the stores still on the line?
All
right. If any of the stores are on the line, please tell us your name and your store number, please.
Yeah, I'm patching an affiliate, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, how can I help you?
Brent, go ahead.
I'm going to help you.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Yes, I've got Brent on the phone. One moment, please. Go ahead, Brent.
Hello?
Greensburg Walmart 2059. What can I help you with?
Walmart,
hello?
I'm going to help you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah?
What can I help you with?
You called me. Hello?
Yo, this is Bubba John. So who this is?
This is Walmart Supercenter. I'm at.
Yeah,
go ahead, Brent. We're waiting on you, Brent.
No, don't get Brent on the phone. Brent ain't nothing but a bitch. Who this?
Don't hang up, Brent.
Who this?
Brent? Yeah, well. Oh, man, we're in all kinds of trouble. We're in hot water now. Oh, man. Y'all get a truck in today?
Question, what is the purpose of this call?
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded
call,
press 2.
Do me a favor, Brent, and just bear with me right now.
To add minutes to
this
your card,
both of our
press
heads.
3.
Well,
For customer service, press 0.
What is
zero.
It you need? I'm sorry, Brent. Is there a question or something I can help you with? Yeah, they specifically asked me for you. So if you could just hold tight right now.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded calls, press 2.
They specifically
to
asked
add
for
minutes to your
five.
Card, press 3.
Jeff?
For
Jeff.
Customer service,
yes.
Press 0.
This is Mr. Negroponte from the head office.
Yes, sir. I've got Brent on.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
All right. This makes it a bit awkward,
to place
but
a call, press 1. To
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with
call,
the phone, but
press 2. To add
I
minutes
really,
to your card,
really
press 3.
Think that we've got a
for
problem
customer
with Brent.
Service, press 0.
Please wait a moment.
Sir, I've got him here on the line.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm arranging for a member of the Human Resources Department to speak directly with Brent regarding the incident.
All right. I got that, sir. It's handled on the system.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
I'm having trouble reaching our human resources department.
Are you there, Brent?
Brent.
I believe Brent has put us on hold. That should explain the music. Hello, Brent, are you there?
This
Hello.
Is Mr. Negroponte. Is Brent on the line?
I'm going to get someone else on the line myself. Stand by. Anybody there?
What is that?
Yes, I'm looking for Brent, please. There is no Brent at work here. Okay, I need electronics, please.
Man, that's bullshit. Man, that's bullshit. That sounds just like Brent.
Are you there?
That sounds like Brent. I think he's hiding from us. Brent, get your white ass on the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Bubba Johnson. Who it is?
I believe we're still holding for Brent. I'm not losing my job over this. This is unbelievable. Can somebody get store 261 on the line?
Yeah, 10-4, I'm working on it.
Are you there, Brent? Hello, electronics?
Yeah, this is Bubba. I had a problem with a VCR recorder.
Thank you for calling your neighborhood Walmart. Huh?
Yeah, my name is Bubba. I have a problem with a product I bought at your store.
Uh-huh. Are you holding electronics?
Yeah, so I bought a VCR recorder, and it won't run.
Hello?
Hello?
Electronics? Yes, hey, this is Jeff. I'm training 2 associates right now. I've got a guy on the line who's got a pretty big problem, and how long have you been working there? Hello?
Excuse me, yeah. Is someone going to help me with my problem?
Sure, one moment, sir. Are you there, electronic?
Yeah, 1 second.
This is Bill Manager here, how may I help you?
Yeah, this is Bubba Johnson. I got a problem with my VCR.
Uh-huh.
some dude was telling me that I gotta wait because somebody being trained over there.
Wait for what is it that you're looking for?
He said that I couldn't talk to you directly because he was training some of the fools that work up in there. Anyways, I got a problem. I need some help with it.
Okay.
So anyway, I bought a VCR there, and I hooked it all up.
Corporate, hold on. I'm patching you through this phone call, okay? I've got electronics from store 261 on the line. Are you there?
Yeah, who did
Hello?
You call? Yeah.
Sure, one moment, ma'am. Stay on the line. Go ahead, sir. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, Bubba, go ahead. Bubba, are you there?
Did you want electronics?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Well, we've got a parking lot or something going on here.
Did you want electronics?
Oh, yeah, it's a parking lot. Now, look.
Is it electronics?
I bought electronics. And,
hold on. All right, hold on.
What are you doing?
Hello?
Who is that lady?
I have no idea. I'm on the line, and it seems like we've got a party line going on. There's something going on here. I don't know what's going on here.
If this was a party line, there'd be some hoes on here. Anyways, I bought a VCR recorder from Walmart. And I was hooking it up to my shit, and it fell off the bookshelf. I want to know if there's a warranty on it.
Not for it falling off the bookshelf. There's a warranty if the product is defective.
It's defective now. It don't work.
Right, but it's not the fault of the manufacturer.
They should have made it stronger.
I apologize for that, but we can't help you with that.
No, don't play me like this. It fell off, but it didn't fall from really high up. It fell maybe like a foot.
Hello?
Sir, I can't help you with that. That's on the customer's part. It's warranty against defects, it's warranty against anything that goes
Hello,
wrong.
Ma'am?
Other than it's being misused or...
Hello, Walmart.
No. Wait. I got the story all mixed up. What I meant to say was, I misspoke. What I meant to say was that I opened the box and the VCR was broken.
So, you already told me that you're hooking it up, and, it fell off and broke. So, if that's the case, I can't help you with that.
No, man, I misspoke. I said something wrong. I made a mistake. So what happened was, what happened, right? I opened up the box, and it was broken, like the VCR had all pieces missing out of it. It was like somebody had, jacked it, There was, beating on it or something. So can I return it?
So you need to bring it with your receipt, and people at the customer service will take a look at it and tell them what's going on with that.
Yeah, I won't tell them I dropped it. I'll tell them that it was like that when I opened the box.
You need to bring that in and have your receipt with you, and you can discuss it with them and they'll determine.
We cool like that.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Wow, that's customer service right there is what that is.
Okay. Yeah, have a good night there.
All right, peace.
All right.
Thank you, Walmart.
Yo, lady. Let me talk to electronics real quick.
Okay, one moment.
Oh my god, that's funny.
I still have Walmart on my phone too.
What the fuck is with the 80s music?
I don't know.
I don't know, shit's just ringing.
She's transferring to electronics. That's on my line.
Where's Turd Burger? Is he gone?
Back.
Turd. Turd's gone.
Taking a turd. There's still a Walmart on the line. From my side.
Really?
It hasn't hung up yet.
I think yours is the black dude. Who'd you tell?
Are you there? Hey, this is Jeffrey with store 263. Hold on, I'm patching you through to store 261, okay? One moment, please, okay?
Okay. Oh, it might have. I was on this side. And cranky.
Feeling cranky tonight?
I'm sorry. Why are we doing this?
I'm with Corporate. Just hold the line. What's your name?
Annie.
You an associate or?
No, I'm the
Wait, one more.
Okay, one moment.
Yeah, I need to talk to the...
I'm passing you through, ma'am. Here you go.
Good.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What can I do for you?
It's Circulate Walmart. You call me.
Ladies.
We lost store 2267. I think they had
I got a problem with a product I bought over there.
Well, where, sir?
I bought a Walmart.
Which Walmart?
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call, press 2. To add minutes to your call.
Anyways, I bought a product up in there, and it's not working right.
Which Walmart did you purchase the product in?
The one I called you. I bought it from y'all.
Which Walmart am I?
What the hell is this, 20 questions? Anyway,
we're talking to two different Walmarts. If you would like help, you're going to have to be more specific.
Can you transfer electronics, please?
Sure.
I got one coming here
hello,
now.
Hello? Carlito.
Hey. Hello.
Hey. Let's call McDonald's.
This is funny because had we done it right, we could have said we were all from corporate doing a conference call and seeing how many different Walmarts are going to go on at the same time and then badger
them. Here's the thing. McDonald's is going to be so much easier to do that.
Okay, well, let's get some McDonald's numbers in.
No, this is a great idea. We should call the Walmarts again.
We should say...
Just say that we're calling all the...
There's a conference call from the corporate headquarters in Bentonville, wherever it is, and they need to stay on the line, and then we just keep messing with them.
And then we drop the bomb on them.
Yeah.
We tell them that they're all being replaced with Indian 5-year-olds. All right.
We got one on the way. Turberg was very convincing in doing this.
Electronics, can I help you?
Yeah. Yeah, look. This is Bubba from the corporate office.
Uh huh.
Now I need you to stay on the line because I'm trying to get a bunch of the electronics departments together for a conference call because we got some urgent stuff that we need to tell y'all about. So if you could just hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
Now this is going to affect all of you that work in the electronics department. All right.
Okay.
So I need you to wait on the line.
Okay.
I just received this communication, so I'm going to be calling some other electronics departments.
Okay.
There's two other ones that I need to get on the line.
Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, sir, this is Jeffrey with the corporate office. We're doing a conference call right now. I'm going to get you on the line, okay?
Sure.
Are you an associate or a manager? Okay, sir. One moment.
Now, again, I need to reiterate that we're putting together a conference call. I need all of you to stay on the line.
If I can have all stores on the line right now, to please give us your first name and your store number, please.
Hello.
We need the store numbers, please.
5381.
5381, are you, this is one on Liberty Library Road?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, hold the line, sir.
We had
Thank
one
you
up.
Calling your Parkway Plaza, Walmart Pharmacy. If you are and would like to request a refill, press 1. If you are a physician, press 2.
We're trying to get this put together.
For questions about Medicare prescription drug benefits.
Is store 3207 on the line?
I'm connecting that now.
This is corporate. This is corporate. Hello.
Okay, we got it. We got it connected. How many stores we got? We need a quorum here, so. How many stores we got?
Okay, 3.
Give me one second. I'll get. I'm gonna try to get 3215 on the phone. I'll be right back.
Okay, is store 3207 on the line?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Are you an associate or a manager?
Sorry?
Is this 3207 on the line, please, sir?
Yeah, that's me.
And your first name? Bubba, do we have 3207 on the line or not? What's going on here?
I'm trying to connect them right now.
Hello, I just called. This is Ron from corporate.
Yes, we keep getting cut off.
Oh, I don't know what. Shit literally is bad down here. We're getting everybody on a conference call. Are you an associate or?
I'm a manager.
Perfect. Bear with us right now. There's about 15 of us trying to get together on the phone.
I'm trying to get score 2316 on the phone right now.
Okay, stop it. Are y'all busy tonight or?
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me right now, sir.
You know, this doesn't bode well. I don't know why they're not picking up the phone over there. I'm going to have to talk to them about that.
My whole thing is I'm not losing my job over this. I'm not losing my job over this.
I understand that.
You know, their call abandon rate is totally off the charts.
The fact that they don't pick up the phone over there tells me that they're not providing the level of service that we expected.
Yeah, this is way, and I'm going to say this to all the electronics managers on the line right now. This is part of the problem right here, is this call abandonment rate.
All right, I'm going to give them another
chance. They're not 24/7, you know. It's a super center. They're supposed to answer the phone.
Hello, this is Bubba from corporate. We're putting together a call. Who is?
Hello?
Okay, we got you on. This is Bubba from corporate. We're putting together a conference call. We got a communication that we need to push down from corporate. Can you stay on the line, please?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I need to take a poll of the stores that are on the line right now, please. Can you please state your store numbers?
2025.
Got 2025?
5381.
3281.
Yeah.
3207.
Okay,
who else
we got?
This is 2612.
Okay, now we can start the meeting, I think.
5106.
Okay, so I had a meeting with a few people late this evening from corporate, and they told me that I needed to push this information down to your stores because it's going to affect your business tomorrow and in the future. So what's going on is that, you know, we're always trying to manage costs, you know, that we're always trying to deliver quality product to the customer at a price that is better than the competition. So what we're going to have to start doing is, effective immediately, there are going to be replacement employees showing up at your stores. Now, a lot of them not exactly got their green cards yet, but we're working on that. And what we're going to do is we're going to work them about 16 to 18-hour days. And now, I don't want you guys to let this leave this meeting, but, you know, we're going to let this go on until we get the paperwork, you know, put away. So what's going to happen is about after the Labor Day holiday on Tuesday, we're going to have about, you know, you're going to have each have about 8 to 9 new workers show up at your doors, and you need to select 8 to 9 employees that you're going to let go. Now, do you have any questions about this?
Yes, this is John with 5106. Just a question exactly. Are we speaking of 8 per store, or is this 8 per region?
It's going to be 8 per store. Now, these people are not qualified to work in this country yet, but there's this loophole that I found in the law that I think we're going to exploit to try and save some money.
Okay, sir, this is 2318. I just got one comment to add. I've got 3 guys in my garden center right now who have they've got green cards. I don't think they're good, but they do have green cards. It's all right if I just keep those guys on. I mean,
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. How much you pay them an hour?
Right now, we were just giving them, you know, like bulk items. I think they've got side jobs with a construction company. We were just letting, you know, like concrete and mulch and stuff out the back.
Now, what I need you to do, if you're going to keep them on, you need to cut their salary in half.
Okay.
So if you're paying them, what, $5.15 now, you need to pay them, you know, about $2.50.
Well, how are we going to handle this? It's going to be like a personal check from the from me, and I'll be reimbursed, or...
I don't care how you do it, just don't be making no time cards for them.
Okay.
Excuse me, who's playing music during the conference call?
You see, this is what we're talking about. Call abandonment rate, and the whole time is way out of spec.
I don't feel like this call is professional any longer. We need to stop the music. I need to hear from the other stores on the call about any questions you got. I'd want to recap. I basically want y'all to replace 8 to 9 of your employees with these new employees that will come into your door. A lot of them won't speak English. They may not have a place to live, but that's okay. We can keep them in the stores. And that's all the information I got at this time. But,
5312? 5312. Hello. Okay, 5381?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure we've still got everybody. Who's got us on hold? Okay, let's try this one more time. This is unbelievable. Stores, go ahead and state your store number. 5381. Is that all we've got?
I think the last one is the one that on my line who put us on hold.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to drop
them off. You know what we should do?
Hello?
We should just get rid of all of them. We should just close these stores.
Hello?
Who is this? Identify your store number, please.
3207.
3207 is on
hold. I'm ready to close these stores, honestly, because nobody. These stores are not participating in the conference call. They're not on board with what we're trying to do. And I know that you know the way we handle this kind of thing in this company. You know,
what are you talking about? Who are you? Hello?
Who's speaking?
Hello?
Who are you speaking to?
That's the last one. We lost everybody. That was awesome. We had fun with that. I like that. Oh, my God.
This fucking evil bastard.
I know. That's what they get.
Press 1.
I took that off. That was fun, man. We had to go with the actual conference call and everything. It was great.
The stores on there stating the store number.
They're all like, what the fuck?
5381, are you there? 5381? 5381. Oh, there he goes. There he goes.
Yeah. 5381 was on the line. That's funny.
Yeah.
I was trying to get them. It has a number here for their website customer service. They closed about 20 minutes ago. Had I caught it in time, that would have been funny to get the website customer service for Walmart.com on the line, too. Just to see what that would have brought around. How long were we doing that for? It kind of became a blur at one point, and we just started calling around. It's awesome. Do you want to try McDonald's? We can get a bunch of McDonald's number here in no time flat. I know I could.
Yeah, we could tell them that effective immediately, we're replacing all meat patties with vegetarian burgers.
There you go. We'll give it some bullshit. All right. Okay. Now, what we need to know, I need to find out where McDonald's corporate is so I can, you know, we can say we're calling from McDonald's corporate and blah, blah, blah. So let me go to McDonald's.
Tell them that, you know, like we had an inspection from PETA.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to salvage our corporate image, we want them to throw all the burger patties in the dumpster.
Oh, my God. The best thing is that I like how the corporate announcement is being read by Bubba Johnson. It was just so funny. Now, look at hell. Now, listen to hell, everybody.
My guy was just captivated. He couldn't even speak. He was like at a loss for words and shit.
Oh, this is too much.
You know they're going to go home to their wives and be like,
yeah,
you won't believe what this evil company.
Oh, man.
Or if the real True Blue Walmart employees to be like, wow, our creative management has found ways to save us money.
Mother Walmart has... Oh, man. I'm looking here
Does
for...
Does anybody have a number to 24-hour McDonald's? Or?
I'm about to. I've got here... I just got the headquarters is Oak Brook, Illinois. So if we need to bring up where corporate is Oak Brook, Illinois.
Who the hell's calling me on my Skype?
Uh-oh. Walmart's. It's Walmart's.
Who is this? Milkman? How in the world did you get my Skype number? Oh.
We can't hear him. I was thinking for a while.
Do you want me to call you and patch you into the conference crap that's going on? So if you give me a phone number to call back.
There you go. Click on that link, and that's the restaurant locator for McDonald's.
Oh, you know what? It's in the history. Okay, yeah, I'll just use the same number.
I'm doing 90210 for the zip code.
Yeah,
everybody, hang on the line. We are actually getting ready to conference call a bunch of McDonald's here at one time. Milkman will be joining us here in a moment as well. And Turd Burglar, of course, is on the line, I believe.
Might show up in the history.
All right, everybody, hang on while we're waiting for another round of conference calls here to a McDonald's. Now, McDonald's is our next target. Comments in the chat room, Fall says she would buy them if they weren't $4 or $5 each.
So, yeah, I'll call you.
Hey, Ted?
Yeah, I'm going to patch in. No
hey, Ted, quickly, I sent you a link to where you can do a McDonald's USA restaurant locator.
Okay.
All right.
Man, I love Skype.
It doesn't have the phone numbers. Crap.
Call tone while we connect you.
Yeah, the McDonald's site doesn't actually have a phone numbers.
Hello?
Oh, hi there. How you doing?
I'm fabulous.
Hey, Milkman. What's up, buddy? We're on the air.
Okay. Hey, I was trying to call you back, man. I was on digital room, and then because we've had a storm here for a little while today, but it's evening, and after I talked to you earlier, and then when I got off Rome, the signal come back, and then I tried calling you back, and I couldn't get through. The line was busy. And
yeah.
On cell phone.
Yeah.
And I heard the voicemail, so I said,
I decided to die in the middle of that. We decided to just start calling a bunch of Walmarts at the same time, and it got really crazy, confusing. And we called you. I called you in the middle of it to try to get you in on it, but you weren't answering. But it's been really awesome here. We've been having some fun, man.
Oh, cool. Are you on the mouse stream?
The Madhouse stream. Yeah. People, we have 8 people been listening to us all night in the Madhouse stream. We're just having fun here, doing some prank calls.
Cool.
Now, talk show, I never got a chance to turn it back on. I should have done that. You could have heard the whole thing. I'm sorry about that, but I did not. We're looking for McDonald's now. 24-hour McDonald's is what we're looking for right now.
Better, like, if you just type McDonald's in Google Maps,
It'll
just flag the United States with every, like, McDonald's.
Oh, crap. I didn't think about that. Let me do that, as a matter of fact, because I'm over here doing another stuff.
You could say McDonald's near California. Just type that in.
Right.
So, like,
Right.
Are we doing just California McDonald's, or...?
It's only 11:35 here, so they should still be open.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Because I've got a 24-hour one near my house.
Yeah, yeah. Then find that one to call. Yeah, as long as you know they're going to answer the phone, then we're good to go.
Got 24-hour ones in Tampa, Carlito.
Yeah, they got them here in Orlando too. Not all of them, but some of them are. I'm going to look here in Florida for you guys.
I used to go to the one in Tampa.
Oh yeah.
This is going to be a test call.
Okay.
I'm going to try the whole vegetarian thing.
That's good. good to hear you back, Dad, man. I sure
did. Native American, that's you?
Yeah, this is Bubba Johnson from corporate office. May I speak to the manager, please?
Yes, I am. Can I help you?
Okay, we just got out of a meeting, and we had a little run-in with an animal rights organization called PETA. Do you know about them?
Maybe you need to speak with the store manager.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Let me see what is tomorrow, because...
I got to deal with this now. See, okay, what happened was they claiming that we're doing, you know, naughty things to animals. And, you know, how we make our beef and stuff and chicken and stuff like that. So, effective immediately, McDonald's is going to be a vegetarian restaurant. So, what I need you to do is, I need you to throw out all the burgers, all the chicken. I need it all to get thrown up in the dumpster. And I need you to start making salads like a crazy woman. I mean, I want to just be salad.
Okay. Okay, hold on, please. Okay, only 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From what I understand, in the maps, if you focus on a part of the country and then search it, it'll search in within that area.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It works totally cool for international calls. Like, yeah. If you're just looking for places to call, like, if you zoom in on London and just type the word hotel, there's, like, pop-up all over the place.
That's awesome.
Hi.
Yeah. Who this?
Patty. Betty.
Hmm? Patty, you and Betty? Excuse me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What I was talking about was that we just got out of meeting in the corporate office.
Mm-hmm.
And McDonald's, you know, because we got some bad things said about us from PETA,
mm-hmm.
we need to get rid of all the meat in the restaurant. I mean, real quick. I need you to take all the chicken, all the
uh-huh.
beef, all the quarter pounders, all that stuff. Just get
uh-huh.
rid of it. Get rid of it as soon as you can. I mean, and then make like 100 salads or something, you know, because... I just can't deal with the meat no more, you know. I mean, they saying that we mistreating, and
uh-huh.
we now defeating. We need to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you gonna do that? Do that.
The how many?
I need you to get rid of all the meat.
Uh huh.
Get rid of it, and then just make like salads. Just put them all over the place. Be like, so when the customers come in the door. They
uh-huh.
see, like, salads, like, all over the place.
Okay.
I mean, just put salads on the tables, put salads
uh-huh.
on the chairs. I mean, I want to look like a goddamn farm up in there. I don't want to see no meat, though. I don't want to see no meat. I just want it to be salad.
Okay.
Just say it for me so I know that you understand me. That you're going to make salads.
Uh-huh.
No, say I am going to make salads.
Am I going to make the salads?
All right, cool. All right, good night now.
Okay.
I'm going to make those salads. Oh, man.
Okay, have somebody call that and ask if they can order a burger.
Ted, I'll call and I'll ask for, you know, if they have any burgers left, and when she says yes, and if I say, you know, she confirms she can make a burger, you jump in and say how you had just said they can't sell any more hamburgers. You want to do that? All right.
Oh, God, which one was that?
Oh,
I can't remember which one it was.
That would have been so awesome. Damn.
Hmm.
We're having fun here, everybody who is listening. How many people listening right now? We still have 8. We lose 1 or 2 and we gain 1 or 2. It's really, really positive here. This is fun. This is more for fun, I think. And who's here? We got Milkman, Ted, and Turd Burglar. Still there, man?
Burger Turdler or whatever.
The Burglar of Turds. He's gone.
Burger Turdler.
He's still
on the phone.
Hello, McDonald's?
Yes?
Hey, what number is this?
What number is?
Let me speak to your manager.
I am the manager.
Okay, what store number is this?
The store number?
Uh-huh.
You really should know that shit right off the bat.
27684.
Okay, this is Mike with corporate.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we've got a problem with the glory hole on the chicken, and we're going to need you to follow some very, very precise instructions, okay?
Excuse me?
The chicken is no good.
Okay.
It's the glory hole?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do me a favor.
Yes?
Okay, you know the chicken sandwich, spicy chicken?
The spicy chicken? I don't have a spicy chicken.
Okay, what chicken sandwich do you have there?
My chicken only.
The McChicken?
Oh, grilled or crispy?
Grilled.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the grilled chicken sandwich. You know the glory hole?
Uh-huh.
Okay, look at the glory hole for me.
I'm sorry, I don't speak too much English. What did you say?
Is there somebody there that does? Or?
No, not right now.
Okay, are you near the chicken?
Excuse me?
Can you go to the chicken?
You call tomorrow? Because I don't understand.
No, no. I'm with corporate headquarters.
Excuse me?
I'm with corporate headquarters.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I need you to go to the chicken, grilled chicken, okay? Do you have one piece? Can you get one piece in your hand, please?
When? Today is closed right now.
No, no, right now. I need you right now just to hold one piece.
It's closed.
No, no, ma'am. You don't understand.
No.
This is corporate?
Excuse me?
I'm with corporate headquarters.
Uh-huh.
I've got the glory hole. Hello?
It's closed.
Yes, ma'am, I know, okay? I'm your manager.
Uh-huh.
I need you to check the glory hole. Please.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, who this?
This is my name is Yolanda.
Yo, oh, you know, there's a song about that. It goes, Yolanda, Yolanda, Yolanda. All right, you know what I'm talking about? Anyways, I need to talk to you about, you know, the procedures there in the store. My name is Bubba Johnson. I'm
for tomorrow.
No, I need to talk to you right quick, right now.
I don't have a number, okay?
No, I don't need a number. I need to know how you cook the chicken.
Excuse me?
I need to know about how you prepare the chicken before you cook that shit. Yes, I want you to start selling peanuts.
See, you call tomorrow, okay, please?
Now, what is this?
Okay, I've got my line ready to go. Ted, if you want to hit up, you see all those McDonald's I gave you?
Yeah.
Is Turbler on the line?
Burgle, Turbler.
Burgle. Burgle. I don't know. Maybe he's still trying to get someone.
He's still there, I guess not.
He's probably trying to call for something, get somebody in. All right, let me try to get. Do you want to keep doing this? I can try to get another McDonald's here on the line in San Diego, so we can go and do that conference call. That conference call sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Is this McDonald's?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What store number is this?
The store number?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. Hold on 1 second.
Okay,
hey, which one is this? Turburger.
Out of
3171
Okay, and the last four of the phone number is 3171, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, this is Mike with corporate.
What?
With corporate.
Okay.
Okay, are you the manager or?
I'm the shift manager.
Okay, great. We've actually have. A little bit of a challenge right now. We're trying to get a conference call together of some of the stores in your region, and we're going to have some changes that are going to be effective tonight. But you know, I understand you guys are probably closing up, right? Or
yeah.
Okay. Are you guys getting another store? Which store number is this? Getting online.
This is 1126.
Okay.
Hi, one more time. Right.
Yes, ma'am. What store number is this?
25. Wait, hold on.
Sure. See, that's something you really should know. 3568. Okay, fantastic. Okay, this is Mike with Corporate Headquarters.
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you the manager?
No, sir. I'm a cashier.
You're the cashier. Okay, get the manager on the phone, please.
Okay.
Ma'am, are you there?
What in the world?
I don't know, man. Continue to hold.
This is totally unacceptable.
That is not corporate approved.
Unbelievable. All right, looks like we're getting another phone number on the phone.
Hello, my phone, I can help you?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. This is Mike with corporate. What store number is this?
I'm sorry?
What is your store number?
For what?
For your store? I'm at kind of a loss for words, but nobody seems to know what their store number is, but you go there every day.
Did she just hang up?
I think she just hung up on it. This is Bill Bob and corporate.
Oh.
That's disciplinary action right there. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to call it back.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next one. We need to get this done.
Are you still holding in?
Yes, I'm still here on hold.
Okay. The problem that we've come over is we've had an inspection that's been done, and there's some changes that are going to need to go into effect tomorrow. Y'all are okay on your shift tonight, but we're going to have some just a few things change for the people coming in. It's not too big of a deal. Our main challenge right now is getting people on the phone.
Okay, no problem.
You just bear with it. Normally I'm 8 to 5. I mean,
yeah, I was just making sure you weren't going to hang up before I gave you my information. I didn't know what was going on.
All right. Hello. Hello.
We seem to got disconnected again. I don't understand why the stores are not answering the phone. I mean, this is something we need to address as part of this call.
That's okay. I know who her district manager is. I'll talk to
Hello. You have reached the McDonald's West Division office. Our office is open.
We've had any problems like this before. So
we get a lot of prank calls, and that's probably what they think it is.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of people that call us at this time of night on the weekend, a bunch of kids.
Right.
I'm from the office.
Yes, what store number is this?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What is your store number, please?
Are you calling McDonald's?
Yes, I know. What is your store number, please?
It's 14314.
Okay, good. This is Mike from the corporate office. I've got one other store on the phone right now. We're doing a conference call. We've had a few challenges come over the net recently tonight. Are you guys closing up right now?
No, we're still open.
Okay, so Okay. There's a few changes that are coming down the net that we're going to need you guys to take care of tonight. That way the crew that comes in the morning can go ahead and just take right over. I'm going to pass you through to my supervisor, and he'll be able to explain things a little bit more in depth, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Now I need to talk to you all about the changes that's going to be going on. Effective immediately. Okay, the first change that y'all need to implement is we're no longer selling chicken nuggets in the six nuggets. We're going to start selling the seven nuggets per box. Okay, and the price for that. You ready to write down the price?
Yes.
All right, that other dude's in the pan. We'll have to wait on him. Nobody seems to be prepared for anything. I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm prepared. I just didn't know if it was a prank call. I had to make sure that he wasn't going to hang up before I gave out my information to him.
Okay, so the current price? is going to be 30 cents more than your existing price.
30 cents more, okay.
And then change the number up on the sign from 6 to 7.
Okay.
Okay, and the second change that we're implementing is that don't give anybody a napkin unless they ask for it.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know if you've ever been to Subway. We got another store on the line?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, we're having a conference call here. I see that you joined a little late. That's okay.
They hung up. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call.
They all left. I screwed that one up. Shit. I screwed that one up.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Now you see the kind of problems that we're dealing with.
I cannot believe this.
By the time you got to me, it was great.
Seriously, no. It's 7 nuggets now.
Don't let me catch you.
Are you there?
Put it 6.
Let me catch you selling 6 nuggets.
Are you kidding?
Ma'am?
Really?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
What is going on?
This is a conference call with headquarters.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, I'm listening to the conference call. What is going on?
We've been running into this problem all night. You're the only person that's actually stayed on the phone. One other thing that we're going to need to implement is, I'm not real sure. You said that you're the shift manager?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not real sure how you handle the way your crew cleans up, but are you checking both restrooms, male and female, for, toilet paper and paper towels and stuff like that, make sure it's stocked?
Yeah.
Okay. Do y'all have...
Hold on. Now, remember when I talked about the napkins, don't give anybody any napkins, was they asked for them?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and implement the same rule with the toilet paper. Don't put any toilet paper in the stall until you get something.
This isn't real, then. Okay. Oh, my God. I have so much work to do. I cannot explain this.
Ma'am, this is a real call.
Okay,
right?
I can't believe it. Not to give any napkins away. I'm going to have to let Steve go. I'm going to have to talk to him for a minute.
Okay, we'll go ahead and put him on the phone.
He's not here. You guys have a good night.
She's fired.
y'all keep forgetting that I got people on the phone, so, like, I got to, like, bring them back into the call and shit.
My bad. It's easy to forget. This is hilarious, man. I'm down for another round.
It's funny when you heard the calling card bullshit. She was like, oh, jeez. And she was still believing it after all that bullshit. After everybody was laughing. And she didn't want to, like, she's like, oh, is this still a real car?
She's seconds away from dropping the glory hole on her. She didn't even know.
She was like, oh, my God, I have so much work to do. She's like so upset. That was so funny.
Yes. At least it's just something to talk about now, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Put a smile on her. Yeah. Oh, Milkman's here. All right. Hey, Milkman could even mess up a call for us. You want to try another one? You want to try McDonald's again? Is there another corporate giant we could try now, like Starbucks, maybe?
Starbucks. Would they be open now?
Oh, yeah, they're open until late. No? You don't think so?
I don't pay $8 for coffee, so I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's like $3. It's like $3.
I'm going to do something real quick before. Hang on just a second.
All right. We will. Everyone else hang on, too. This has been good, Ted. I'm having a great time tonight.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm having fun, too. Yeah. So, Milkman, how's the move going?
Oh, I'm in the other place, but where I'm located at, I don't have a high-speed connection here yet. I have to, they're going through the process of getting my connection set up over here, so it's kind of been a pain in the ass. The Coconut Control Center, I had, like, call Gilligan up and see if he can talk to the professor and get behind it, you know, reaching that way, you know, the extra, you know, 100 feet to the new place.
Hey, guys, I've got Point Master on the line.
Oh, boy. What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Hey, Piggy.
Tracy? What's up? Hey, how's it going?
Got it. Hey, Frank Master?
Sir?
Yeah. Hey, Frank Master.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes? Go ahead.
I am returning a call that I received. Somebody named Frank Master called here. Hello?
Frank Master, say something.
I'm so scared. I can't talk.
He hung up.
Oh, what the heck was that about? He's so creepy. He just wanted to hear our voices.
What a weirdo, that guy.
He's been begging you to...
strange one.
He's been begging Turdburger to let him in for like a lot, like about an hour now, I think, or more.
Then he hangs up.
Then he hangs up. He had his big moment, yeah. And he freaked out, and he...
I think he froze. Can't lie on here.
Go away.
The love round.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, so did we decide on Starbucks, or did we start to call it a night, or some more McDonald's?
We call Starbucks.
I say Starbucks, because McDonald's is going to be,
they're people who don't understand you.
Yeah.
So, like,
well,
I
didn't want to say that,
That's fine.
Can I have your store number? This is McDonald's. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, it's an unusual,
ridiculous request. This is McDonald's, stupid.
This is McDonald's, stupid.
Yo, I work for McDonald's, stupid.
My store number, you know it. You just called it.
So stupid.
Exactly.
Man. I'm going to Los Angeles. Maybe one of you might want to take New York, and another one maybe want to take Chicago, and just zoom in on it. Google Maps, type in Starbucks, and search Maps. Go ahead.
Toledo.
Yes.
Hey, PM me a number because I'm smoking a cigarette, and I will. By the time I get into my room and where my laptop is, I'll. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll send you one. I'll send you a...
What I'm saying is do my work, bitch.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, bitch.
Damn. I'm not even drunk.
He's sobered up. Yeah, Milkman.
I was totally going to puke earlier.
Yeah, Turdburger, when we started this, and he first called in, he was like, he had just finished puking from being drunk.
Yeah.
And now he's like all stone sober and all, like...
He's like talking and doing the whole corporate conference call thing.
Yeah, the beginning of the show, he wasn't like that. He was kind of out of it. That's funny.
I think it was the Walmart call.
No more vodka, Marinade, and chicken
for you. We got some good Walmart calls.
All right, I am looking here for a Starbucks. I found a bunch in. Are you looking, Ted, at all, or what's your status?
My status was I was listening to you guys.
Okay. I'm going to start.
I'm going to tell another joke.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell a joke real quick. The other one I told was pretty nasty. I'm going to try to one-up it.
All right, here we go.
So there's this guy. There's this guy named Prank Master, or Prank Master, excuse me. And he gets a girlfriend finally. You know, he's been trying to get a girlfriend for so long. And they go see a movie, and her parents are home, so they go to her house. And, you know, they're making out or whatever. And he sees his chance to finally fool around with a girl. So he slides his hand down her pants, and he's fingering her and whatnot. Pulls her pants down. He's like, you know what? I am going to eat her out. I've never done it. I've heard about it. I'm going to try it. So he goes downtown, spreads it open, and he starts licking her up. And her legs get tighter and tighter and tighter. And all of a sudden, a little cube of pineapple just rolls out. And he's thinking to himself, well, I'm not real sure what this is, but, you know, I'm new to this. Maybe it's supposed to happen. This must be why they call it eating a girl out. So he eats it.
gets downtown again, his legs start getting tighter and tighter around his head, and a little cube of, could be compared to like a roast beef tip, comes out. And he's thinking, okay, yeah, I'm ready for this one, you know, eats it up. Feeling a little strange, but, you know, hey, he's eating her out, right? So, goes down again, legs get tight, another piece of pineapple comes out, and he starts thinking, wait a second, I've heard about eating a girl out, nobody ever talks about this. So he looks up at her, and he says, something's not right here, you must be sick, are you sick? He says, no, but the last guy that ate me out was one.
I heard that like it was, I remember that from the sixth grade. But that's still good. That's a classic.
Fucking sick.
Well, you know, come with the parents.
Who's this?
Starbucks.
All right.
Starbucks is the market. This is Jeff. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jack.
Who?
This is Jack.
Jack?
Yeah, I'm a customer.
Okay.
I was wondering, I don't know if I can afford a coffee this week, but I was wondering if I could put one on layaway.
On layaway?
Yeah.
That doesn't quite make any sense. No.
Well, because the coffee's expensive and I can't afford it right away, so I want to make payments on it.
You can't do that.
Oh.
It's a cup of coffee. It's $1.75, I'm sorry.
No, but the coffee I like there costs $6.
No. Well, you want a pound of coffee?
No, like when I get the, you know, the mocha.
Okay.
The soy mocha latte.
Yeah.
And then I add the whipped cream and, you know, all the fixings. It gets up to almost $5 after tax.
Sure, but no, you can do that.
Well, if you make it and then put it on the side.
You know, at this point, I'm going to have to ask you to call back in the morning because right now I'm actually closing the store. Does that seem fair? Hello?
No. Doesn't seem fair at all.
Okay. I'm sorry. Like I said, I apologize, but I'm actually really, really busy right now.
I could bring you a dollar.
I'm sorry?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all do have, like, danishes and pastries and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Do you have donut holes?
Sir, I'm going to have to hang up right now, all right?
No, you can't hang up on me. I'm a customer. I'm asking a serious question.
That's completely okay, but I'm actually, like, really, really busy, and I don't have time to answer the question.
So what you're telling me is that you're too busy to answer a customer's question?
Sir, the question is absurd. I'm sorry.
You could have already asked me to answer the question. It's not absurd. Do you have donut holes or not? Yes or no?
No.
Do you have glory holes?
Okay.
Do you ever put the food in your pants? Why is it absurd to ask someone if they have donut holes?
Oh, my God.
I think you knew where we were going.
Oh. He means a hole. Wait a minute. I get it. Anyway. Interesting. I didn't get a chance to patch in another one. I was too busy listening to that. I'm sorry. What can we tell...
$1.50 coffee at Starbucks is like the regular... nasty-tasting Americano crap.
Right. Well, let's tell them that the...
75, actually.
Yeah, well, let's tell them that we're dropping the price of the venti to 80 cents. Starting tomorrow morning for Labor Day, and try to see how many we can accept to do it. We'll just say it's starting immediately, actually. The venti coffee. The venti. Venti is the biggest one, right? The V-E-N-T-I. I think that's the biggest one they have. That's what they call it. The large is the venti.
Yep. Yeah, venti is the word for the number 20 in Italian.
Oh, really? 20 ounce, I guess. That must be it, huh?
Yeah.
So that's what, all right, let me patch in my conference line here. And if you want to find a Starbucks, I'm in San Francisco right now looking. where you want to fly over to Los Angeles. This is really cool that we can do this. Like, I'm doing it on Google. I'm just basically focusing in a part of California, and I hit search maps on Starbucks, and it just pop, 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 you know.
I got one in San Diego.
San Diego, right. I'll call San Francisco. And Terry Burgley, he's probably trying to dial one right now, so let me hurry up with this then before he gets back.
I'm Googling one right now.
All right. Do somewhere in California. Do L.A. Look at Los Angeles.
So, Milkman, are you going to have DSL?
Yeah,
Oh, wow. So they do it, like, on a per-residence basis? They'll, like, run the wires?
I don't know. They're idiots here. It's just the wires are there. It just takes them that long to ever get around the door. I don't know. You know, they'll say they're going to do it. And, you know, I've had to call. I had, like, called the, like, head office on St. Thomas. I had to bitch until I finally got the big man. He got it connected in one day.
You should get a job as a DSL technician, man. You don't have to work.
Hello, Dunkin' Donuts. Is this the location in Pine Road?
Yes.
Pine Road. Hi. This is Walter. I'm with the corporate office. We're connecting a conference call. Can you please hold on the line, sir?
I'm sure.
Gentlemen, bring him up to speed. I'm going to connect another party to the conference line, please.
Yes, sir. We need you to stay on the line. This is Bubba from corporate office. We need to get a bunch of the Dunkin' Donuts managers on the line because we have some information for you about tomorrow. So if you could
tomorrow?
Please stay on the... We need you to just stay on the line, please. So how are things going there tonight, sir?
Everything okay.
Has it been a busy night? Sorry. Has it been a busy night there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, has it been a busy night there?
Hello, sir.
Is the patient still there, sir? Hello, Pine Road. All right, we didn't act fast enough with them. Damn it, man. Is anybody here? Terry Burgler here? Who's here?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah,
I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is the Dunkin' Donuts on Pine Road. Sir?
Hello?
Yes, is this the store on Pine...
8000 Pine Road.
Okay, good. We're connecting a conference call. Can you, if you don't mind, please hold on. This is the corporate office. We have a special announcement about tomorrow for the Labor Day weekend.
Hello?
Sir, can you please hold on the line?
Oh, my God.
Can I speak to your manager, please?
I'm not hearing you much, sir.
Where is your manager, sir? The American manager. Where is he?
He's coming in the morning, 7 o'clock.
This 7?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to take this information. You got something to write with? We're calling from the corporate office, sir.
I hear a lot of noise in their phone. You know, some ring up on.
We're trying to connect. This is a... Do you know what a conference call is, my good sir? You know, what happened to the fat American donut maker who understood English and didn't have a problem understanding conference call?
This conference?
Yes. Good.
Talk to manager?
No, to you. Get paper, pencil, write down things. Sir? Go get your pencil machine. Jesus. Are you gentlemen trying to get other people on the line, or what's going on here?
Yep.
Good. Thank you. Sir, what is your store number also, please? We need your store number, please.
It's 8000 Pine Road.
Okay, the 8000 Pine Road, right. Do you have your store number, please?
I'm sorry?
The store number. Your store number, please. Your location number.
Location?
Yes.
8000 Pine Road.
Yes, sir. That's your address. We need...
Okay. Pine Street, Oxford.
Okay, very good, very good. Yes, sir. That was right. You did good. Thank you. And what is your name, sir?
Yes.
Maybe I can just go ahead and get started. We have an announcement for starting tomorrow. Actually, Mr. Bubba Johnson, are you on the line right now, sir, Mr. Johnson?
Yes, I need to connect one more.
Okay, we have one
I
more coming on the line.
One more store. Please.
Yes, yes.
Just please be patient.
Thank you for your patience, sir. We appreciate it.
Are you still holding, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, this is Jeff with Corporate. We're actually doing a conference call with the other Dunkin' Donuts in your region right now.
Okay.
Just please hold one.
Okay.
Okay, I think we have both parties on the line. I believe I can start the conference call.
Conference call?
Yes, we're calling from...
Hello?
Good God.
Yes.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm here.
We're calling from Canton, sir, and ma'am. Everybody on the line, we're calling from Canton, from the corporate office, from the headquarters, and we have a special announcement to make to this current region for something we're breaking out. I have Mr. Bubba Johnson on the line with R&D, and he's going to be making a statement here very briefly. I ask if you please hold your questions to the end of the conference call, if possible. We will recognize you as soon as possible at the conclusion of the conference call. And please do be sure that you have any other managers who might be able to get on the line, perhaps on speakerphone if possible. Mr. Johnson, go ahead.
Thank you. I'll remind all of you to hold your questions to the end, and if you do have a question at the end of the conference call, please hit star one on your phones. So, what we've been talking about at corporate was something that would show our solidarity with the Labor Day holiday. So, to commemorate the hardworking Americans, we want to rename our donut holes just for the weekend. And the Labor Day holiday. So I would like you to change the signs that say donut holes to glory holes. Glory representing the United States of America and the glory of our employees and a very crude sexual object of interest. So at this time, I'll take any questions that you have. To recap, I want you to rename donut holes to glory holes.
Hello?
Yes, you have a question?
No, anything. And any question, call manager in the morning, 7 o'clock, you know?
I want you to change the sign that says donut holes to
donut
glory
holes.
Hole. Yes, I need you to change the name to glory hole. Glory.
Glory?
Hole. Yes. Glory hole.
G-L-O-R-Y?
Yes, G-L-O-R-Y, glory.
Glory hole.
Yes.
Okay.
If you could have him,
put in a message,
sir, do you have a sign out front? Sir, do you have a sign out front of the store? Sir, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Sir, the store on Liberty? Yes, I'm talking to you. If you could, since you're, what time do you get off this morning? Probably 8, 9? Sir,
what we need you to do is to change the sign in the front of the store as well to advertise the new glory holes.
Okay, I understand. For the change the name donut hole, but glory hole, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you can put a little sign in the front of the store too that says, try our new glory holes.
Okay.
Okay, that would be excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do we have anybody else on the conference who has any questions about the name change?
My God.
That was my guy that hung up, so.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call, press 2. To add minutes to your card, press 3.
Hang on, let me get rid of that.
For customer service,
okay.
This guy's actually going to do it. Oh, my God.
He's actually going to go through. Okay, go to side.
We should probably, you know, Dunkin' Donuts is a franchise.
All right.
So those, you know, they're each owned by individuals. We should probably do one of Krispy Kreme now.
Yeah, because, yeah, they're franchises. They could give a shit what the corporate says. It doesn't matter. They're franchisees.
Right.
They just have to sell the same.
Together.
Yeah, you got a point. Yeah, you got a point. There's always Crystals or White Castles. Aren't those always open 24 hours, too? There's Denny's also. Denny's are always 24/7. I'm pretty sure.
White Castle's in Columbus, Ohio. I think they're open 24 hours.
Oh, we'll call the one in Columbus, yeah. I know that one. It's a good one. It's a very good one. You guys want to try Denny's or something else out, or at White Castle or something, or you guys want to call it a night? It's up to you guys. I'm fine. Getting a little tired, but we can go for one more corporate entity. So what's it going to be? What do we have suggested here? You said Krispy Kreme. We can try that. We can try Denny's. Anything else? What the hell is that?
My cat was meowing at me.
Oh. No, there's some static on the line. Not the cat. There's also 7-Eleven. We can try as well. If you think about it.
Think about it.
You'll keep your chilling. Turd Burglar, what's he doing? Turds.
Probably calling somebody. When we don't hear from him, that's...
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I was just thinking.
Uh-oh, don't do that.
We should actually call, like, a 7-Eleven and tell them to put signage up for tomorrow. We're doing, like, a comedic representation of Labor Day, and to put a sign up that says, Celebrate Slave Labor Day.
Slave Labor Day. Damn, you're pretty funny when you're not drunk.
Oh, man. Oh, shit, that's good.
Actually, you're funny when you're drunk and when you're not drunk, just in different ways.
Yeah, there's two different types of humor.
Of humor.
There's drunk humor and then there's intellectual humor, I guess. Oh,
well, that's
man.
The difference between Urgle Turdler and Turdburger.
Urgle Turdler.
Right, it's two different people.
Yeah, we got a black guy who answered. I got a black guy who answered Dunkin' Donuts. That's very hard to get a black man to answer the phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know black guys worked at Dunkin' Donuts.
I didn't know that either. I thought it was all Indians now. Very polite Indians. Yeah.
Maybe he was an urban Indian.
An urban Indian? Urban. He's from North India. Black Indians. Might have a little Pakistani in them. All right, so what are we doing? What are we doing? I'm getting tired here.
Yeah, I have no idea what we're doing.
Okay. We're going to call Turnberg. What do you think? And you want to try Denny's? Because there's a lot of Denny's. I think they're pretty well established. They're going to be 24 hours.
Yes, call Denny's.
All right, let's do Denny's. And what can we say to a Denny's? What would their new promotion be? Or cancellation of policy? What would it be?
We're going to change the name of the... Is it the Grand Slam breakfast at the Denny's?
Yes.
Or is that IHOP?
No, it's Grand Slam is at Denny's.
Okay, we're going to change that to the Wham Bam Thank You Uncle Sam.
I don't know about that one. The Wham Bam Thank You Uncle Sam.
I don't know. Well, I'm just throwing shit out there.
Yeah, that's fine. You're trying. You're trying. There's got to be something we could do with those fucks. Damn it.
We could just tell them to give every third customer a free meal or some shit.
Yeah, something weird like that, right? I don't know. What about just free coffee?
Free? Yeah.
You just say the coffee's free for until through Labor Day. Through the end of business, through midnight Labor Day, coffee's going to be free. I don't know about that. That's funny. What if we say that there's allegations of racism against black people coming around, so we're going to give black people free black coffee? Just black coffee, though. Just black coffee. Oh, man. Can you call it Slave Labor Day? Free black coffee to all the black patrons? Maybe not. Anyway, are we looking for numbers or are we just sitting here?
I don't know. I think I'm tired. I'm starting to, like, doze off.
Yeah, me too. I'm, like, in a state of, yeah, a different state. I think I'm going to call it a night, too. I think it's time. We've had a lot of fun. Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun, guys.
Yeah, out of nothingness came somethingness. That was great. Awesome. Turd Burglar, thank you. You helped out a lot.
Turdler, or whatever.
Burgle,
Turdler.
This is a city called Vacaville in California.
Yeah, Vacaville.
Cowville, huh?
I hear about it all the time in the new traffic reports, I guess.
They got bad traffic there, huh?
Yeah.
Check the traffic. Yeah, I got a green line going all the way through. Looks okay now. Your traffic report for Vacaville is clear sailings down, I don't know. Okay, we're leaving. Hey, guys, thanks. Turd Burglar, if you're still there, thank you. I don't know if he's trying to get a number on or not, but...
I don't know.
Turgle? Okay.
All right.
Ted, thank you, man.
Yeah, it was good.
All right, man, take care of yourself. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Later, Milkman.
Milkman, yes, Milkman.
Thank
you, Milkman.
Thanks a lot. Yeah,
Whatever.
Peace out, guys.
Peace out.
Okay.
This has been a special night, but I'm very tired right now. And this was a special night.